Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna brink of.
That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment, I just feel so alive.
Wow, I am so, like, not knowing what the hell I'm doing anymore. It is unreal. Hello, hello, hello. It is me. It is I, Sugarlicious. Yes, new name, new year, new show, all that kind of jazz like that there. This is not my debut show. Actually, I was bored out of my mind, and as I said before, I was going to start my shows again, so I on air tonight and do something. It's nothing more than just new jack, you know, maybe say a nursery rhyme, you know. You know how I do. I haven't changed a bit, just the name has changed. Topic will be different, but it is still me, the one and only Sugarlicious. Anyway, before I get started with whatever, I wanted to send a shout out to one of my hostesses, Capricorn Blackheart. It is her birthday today. She's probably not listening, but when she does listen, she will know that I said it. Also, congratulations to my brother, Jamel, and his wife, Prilly. It is their vow renewals today. I want to send a real big shout out to them. Also to my bestie, my partner in crime, Dina, a.k.a. Scarlett. Wanted to say hello to her. Really, really miss her. She's on Facebook right now posting stuff back and forth. So, yeah. So, how has everybody been? I've been absolutely fabulous. As all of you know, because the last show that I did, I was sick. I was ill for a little while. And I'm still recovering from that and still trying to get my life together as far as that goes. But otherwise, I'm doing pretty, pretty good, pretty well. A lot has changed with me in Second Life. A lot has changed with me, just period. I'm no longer Sam Sugar. Oh, I know. But you know what? I had to change that. It was just a long process, and it just got to the point where I had to change it. And we'll talk about that a little bit more maybe in a couple shows from now. But I had to change it. It was just something that was inevitable. And I had to do something for me to make me feel good about me. I know. Those who don't understand, virtual environment won't get it, but those who do play would get it. And then again, some won't, and if they don't, I really don't give a shit. You know how I do it. I don't care. Anyway, I am hopeful that my debut show will be this coming Friday. I don't know the time, but I will be doing the show. Oh my God, I almost forgot. A happy birthday to Miss Courtney. It is her birthday today. Happy birthday, Courtney. I'm sure she's not listening either. I didn't promote this because, like I said, this really isn't my show. It's just me. I got excited earlier today. I went on, actually was doing my new program, which is this one, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do a show tonight. And just to promote the show that's up and coming. Does that make sense? Excuse me, I had to take a drink. And it is a drink of a soft drink, so don't start tripping. But no, I had to, you know, do something. Because, I have not done this in months. So I wanted to do something to kind of get myself ready for it before the debut show goes on air, you know. So I wanted to get myself ready for it, and this is my getting ready, you know. Anyway, as I said, there's a lot going on. I am now DJing at Club of Faded. If you are ever in Second Life, those who are listening at my voice and play, you really should drop in. It's really, really fun. I've been DJing. I've also have been doing some poetry. Not a lot. Theta Mu Theta. Yeah, just drop their names out there, too. They do poetry once a month, and I've been, like, doing that. Most of the people in Second Life don't realize that I have a lot of real-life listeners, probably more real-life listeners than Second Life listeners right now. At one point when I was doing the Sam Sugar's Neighborhood, I had quite a few listeners, and I got to the point where I started getting bored with it, and not so much bored with the show, but I guess bored with the character. And even though, yes, Sugarlicious is who I am, it's my persona, it's still traces of her is a character. Because by God, I mean, I'm not blonde, certainly. I don't have the money she has. I don't have the land, the clothes, the jewelry. So, of course, it's an online persona. A lot of things she does, I probably wouldn't do it in real life. And nothing gutty, hello, nothing like that, but just the fact that I probably wouldn't be a DJ in a club in real life, something I wouldn't do. It's something I wouldn't promote. I wouldn't dye my hair blonde. I wouldn't do certain things she would do. But all in all, the bitch is still me, okay? So now that we got past that, my shows, I'm going to hopefully have at least 2 a week. I'm going to start off slow. So I don't want to overdo it because like I said before, I DJ, and also I do a couple other things on the side. So I don't want to overdo it or have too much going on at one time and then bore you, bore me, and then we're back at square one while I'm not doing shit anymore. So I'm going to have to really, like, make sure because I'm also doing videos and not music videos because, honestly, Second Life has so many music videos, it's just getting to be just like, ugh. I'm actually doing videos as far as movies. And the script I'm working on right now is called The Death of an Avatar. That's all I can tell you. It's hopefully going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Fuck that hole. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. I know you're going to enjoy it. I'm writing the script for it. And it's going to be fun. Well, not really fun. Because if it's a death, how can a death be fun? But you know me, I'm going to make it fun. Damn it. Anyway, I am going to make it fun, though. But it will be a little shocking little twists and turns here and there and whodunit, but I'm just happy about it. You know, I'm really excited about it. And hopefully everybody else will get on board and be excited about it too. My YouTube talk show right now is in limbo. I'm debating on that. That's not something I don't know if I'm going to still do or not. I'm really, really debating on it, thinking about it. It may come about, it may not. That's on the back burner because I got a lot right now on my plate, and I don't want to overdo. The talk show like this is definitely going to be back. My videos, as far as the movies, that's going to be back. I actually did a movie, well, a short, called Zombies at Play. And it was really fun. It was something different that we wanted to do. It was basically that we were just doing nothing and decided that, okay, we're going to do Zombies at Play. And it ended up being a little popular. We were going to do a series of it about these two zombies. I'm going to post it on my Facebook. But we were going to do it, and something happened. Real life got in the way, and, of course, it didn't happen. So maybe, just maybe we'll be picking that up. I'm not sure yet. Like I said, I don't want to put too much on my plate and then have everybody pissed off at me when I stop doing these shows again. Speaking of which, I'm going to have to start emailing those who emailed me months ago asking me, you know, what happened to my show, and me being just pissy, didn't answer those emails back. I answered some back, but most of them I didn't answer back, and it's because I just honestly have been so wrapped up in my own bullshit, real-life bullshit, that I haven't even thought about doing anything like that, like answering, you know, any type of emails or, you know, my health was just really just in a spiral downward. I mean, it's a lot better than what it was, and it's something I don't want to really get into right now. You know, one day I will, you know, once I get my listeners back, if I get them back, I hope I get them back, if I get them back, no, positive. When I get them back, I will talk about that as well as other things. I'm hoping to have Young and Zen on. He's doing a concert, per se, in the game of Second Life on the 20th of February, so I'm going to be promoting that. I'm still his online manager. I will be promoting that. He's doing a lot. I hope also to get Eddie Clocker on as well. And a couple other people who I've met within the stream of time that I'm no longer Sam Sugar. Honestly, no longer being Sam Sugar was the best thing that happened to me. And the reason is because when I was Sam Sugar, this is going to sound a little weird, I started to lose myself, meaning that the character no longer was me. She started becoming boring. If that's possible. If me being boring is possible. But, yeah, I started getting bored with the character. I started getting bored with just the role play of her. And no real reason in particular. It just happened. I mean, I've role play a teen before, you know, got bored with that. Just different things. You know, you after a while in Second Life, if you don't keep things, you know, spicy, new, fun, then you do get bored. It's a game with really no goal, unless your goal is just to drive people crazy. No, seriously. Second Life is more like a social environment, more than it's a game. It's not like World of Warcraft. Hi, Pally. It's not like World of Warcraft. It's not like, what's another one? Shoot, on PlayStation 3, Black Ops. Hello, Eddie. It's not like that. With those games, there's a goal. It's not even like The Sims, even though it reminds you of The Sims. Hi, Dina. But it's not The Sims because you're driving the person more so because it only is you with the character, where The Sims is a goal. You know, you have to work. You have to, you know, make sure that you keep your Sim fed, happy, you know, rested, promoted, friends. So it's not like that, because even with The Sims, there's goals. So that's also considered as a game. But with Second Life, the only thing that I think that drives people in Second Life, other than money, is sex. Sex, money, I guess a sense of popularity in some cases also. It's a different thing. It's just not a game. It's a social environment. It's hard to explain to a person that doesn't play Second Life what Second Life's about. Because normally when you talk about it, people look at you and kind of like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Seriously, I get that all the time. But if you came in the game and you were open-minded to it, then you would kind of look at it a little bit differently. So I said all that to say that a lot of my shows are going to be based on Second Life. And the reason why they're going to be based on Second Life is because that's where Sugarlicious exists. She exists in Second Life. Right? Right. Because, yeah, that's where I exist at. That's where I'm the blonde at. That's where I have the money, the clothes, all that. But on all seriousness, so a lot of it's going to be based on that. I have a lot of topics that I want to discuss and talk about. Relationships in the game, businesses. Just a lot of things that I do want to, you know, touch on as far as being the topics, and hopefully have quite a few guests, because I want to make it interesting for you again. I don't want to have it where it is getting boring, because I'm telling you, it started getting boring for me. Although my listeners said they weren't bored, I became bored. And once you become bored with something, you tend to not give it your all. And I was at one point not giving my all. And for that, I apologize. And I will apologize again when I get my listeners back, but I do apologize. Because after a while, it was getting like, what's the next subject? I wasn't researching anything. Because usually when I get on here, I just talk. I don't have, a subject normally. I just talk. I may think of, okay, I want to talk about this, but I never really research it because you guys saw my old shows. My bestie was usually on the other end telling me different things, like if I had no knowledge of it. Like if I had a topic and I was just driven by it and talked about it and I wasn't really in the know, she would basically tell me. And she wouldn't Google it, because this chick didn't need to Google it. She's like Miss Encyclopedia. For those who know what an encyclopedia is, you know what I'm saying? That's what she is. She is really, really knowledgeable. And sometimes things that I didn't know that was more mellow, Kelly would tell me what was going on. Or music-wise, it would be either Eddie or it would be in Vince. So I had people around me, surrounded by those I love and care for so much, that would tell me different things. And that was my show. But then after a while, I was like, you know what? This is just getting to be boring to me. And I had to step back for a moment, and hopefully now that I am ready, things will be different, and it will be a much more exciting ride. Again, my first show I'm hoping will be on this coming Friday. I don't know the time, but of course I'm going to let you know. I'm going to start emailing those who's emailed me and let them know that my new show will be starting Friday, although it won't be on the same server as the other show, because the other show was Sam Sugar. And this show is now Sugarlicious. Yes. New show. I was thinking about changing my theme song. I really, really was. But I have found that when I talked about changing my theme song last time, a lot of people were telling me that they did not want me to change it, that they felt that it was more me.
me, Nicki Minaj, can't stand that bitch. But I do like that song. So I don't know. I may keep my theme song. Matter of fact, I may put it to a vote if I should keep my theme song. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I might put that to a vote. We'll see. We'll see. Come Friday, I'll make a decision on it, and we'll see. But anyway, I have, what, 10 minutes left. Wow, 10 whole minutes that I've got to keep you people entertained, those who are listening entertained, and those who will listen later because I am on, what is it, Shoutcast or whatever it is. I am on that. You can always listen to me a little bit later. I have, where you can just get online and just hear me out later on if you must. I guess what I could talk about for 10 minutes is the Kardashians. No. I am going to talk about that for maybe a couple of minutes because, hey, why the hell not? My real-life Facebook is boring as hell. My Second Life Facebook is enter-fucking-tainment, okay? It really, really, really is. And a lot of times I've been looking, and I see the same old post where I guess Kim is now pregnant, and it is a post where I guess Chris Brown and Brandy's baby brother, RJ, and her ex-husband, Humphreys, whatever his name is, and the football player. And don't shoot me for not remembering the football player's name because I don't know a damn thing about football. And since I don't follow the Kardashians, I have no clue who he is. You know, if somebody wants to tell me right now, then you're more than welcome to, but I have no clue. But anyway, it was a little thing, I guess, where a Maury was saying, you're not the father. Anyway, to make a long story even longer, people were making fun of it, you know, because the fact that, oh, they're calling her a hoe, they're calling her this, they're calling her that. You know what? This is my thing, and I don't even like the Kardashians. I can't stand Kim. I think she's the biggest piece of shit that there is because the wedding thing, to me, she had all those people promoted, had everybody psyched up except for me because I knew better. But to me, how can you call her a whore when you have women, hear me out, you have women who have several baby daddies, no money to provide for them, spending your tax money, my tax money, and you're calling her a whore. Now, mind you, she isn't, what would I say? I wouldn't say she's a whore. Ho, maybe, but not a whore. Oh, God. In a way, I'm kind of glad there's nobody really listening because I'm going to get hate mail. Every time I talk up shit about the Kardashians, I end up getting hate emails. Like, people act like they live with these people. I mean, seriously. The last time I said something kind of negative about the Kardashians, I am not kidding you. I had 10 emails that were telling me to burn in hell, calling me all kinds of names. To me, the shit's hilarious because I'm thinking, first of all, you don't have to listen. Second of all, I don't give a fuck what you think. Third of all, who's promoting them? Why are you even promoting these women? You think if they saw you on the shoot, they'd give two shits about you? I mean, they were getting all unglued, like, whoa. Like, really? You talking shit about the Kardashians? Who do you think you are? I'm like, whoa. Don't listen to my show. How many times have I said that? It's like you're really getting pissed off. It amazes me how people just really, really get mad. These people do not know you, so what do you get so pissed off about? I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. Everybody has a right to an opinion. They really do. I mean, if you like a certain actor or entertainer, that's fine. I have no issues with that. But when you start taking their lives personal and you start getting pissed off when someone else says their opinion about them, something is wrong here. Seriously, you should not be getting pissed off. And I'm telling you, Facebook is like a place where people just lose it. I mean, I understand venting because I do it too, and you have to have an outlet that you can put it down. I mean, normally I used to have, you know, my blog, and I would put it in my blog. I would never post it as far as, like, having it visible to everyone, but I knew it was there. But I think as far as Facebook, you get pissed off and you vent. You say what you want to say. You make a post, and that's fine. But when you go on and on with it, and when it starts to get naming names, you're getting nasty with it, it's time to, like, sit back and see what you're doing. Because Facebook can be extremely hurtful. And I'm going to talk about that, too, probably within the next couple of weeks or maybe a week or so, because I had a young lady had posted something today about I'm turning this into a different thought process right now, but I'll tell you this real quickly. A young man killed himself behind social media, behind a Facebook post. And you never know what can set a person on edge. You never know what can make a person flip or lose it. Just like that young lady, I think she was 15 years old, and she had some type of negative. Forgive me if I'm not saying this correctly because I'm trying to remember it, but she had a negative relationship with this other woman's daughter. And the mother, this is a grown-ass woman, made an account to woo the girl, acting like she was a teen boy, telling the girl how much she loved her, all this crap, only to basically crush her. And the young lady, she's 15 or 16, killed herself. She committed suicide. Now, they gave this woman no time. To me, you are responsible. You're supposed to be a responsible adult. In all honesty, you shouldn't get involved with your kids' bullshit unless you have to. If it's something that's going to hurt your child, then of course, yeah, get involved. Step up. Step to the plate. But when it comes to little girls fighting, going back and forth, that happens. You know, we women get like that, and we still get like that when we were young, and we grow, and it still sometimes continues. You just catfight. You shouldn't get involved in that. It's just, anyway, that's going to be a subject I'm going to go over, because that really, when I read that really, really bothered me, and I talked to her about it, and she asked me to make that a topic on my show, and I'm going to do that for her and let her know about it. Anyway, I've got 2 minutes. Could you tell that I was trying to just talk just for 1 o'clock out? I'm telling you, this has been really something different for me. I cannot tell you how much I missed everybody, how much I missed this. I was so nervous when I first got on air. I was like, ugh. I called Kelly up and told him, and he told me, don't worry about it, baby. You'll be okay. Just be yourself. And that's what was the best advice I could have, was just be myself. Because, like I said, it's been months since I've done this, and I really was nervous as hell. That's why I didn't really promote it. I didn't tell a lot of people because I wanted to basically get started with it a little bit and try to get myself back on point with it. And I'm happy I did. I really am. Although I could talk another 30 minutes, although you wouldn't hear it now, you'd hear it later, I choose to leave you on a good note. So anyway, without further ado, I will see and talk to everybody on Friday. You will have the time. Miss you all. Love you. Thank you so much for allowing me into your eardrums for another 30 minutes. Mwah. Love you all. Take care. Bye.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where.